President Obama's arrival comes in the midst of a controversy over racism in China. It erupted this summer when a biracial contestant appeared on a televised talent show. The contestant is the daughter of a Chinese woman and an African-American man, an unusual combination in China. Scores of hostile comments flooded the internet following her debut. And as Philip Martin reports, that's fueled debate over how the world's fastest-growing economy negotiates issues of race in its quest to become a global power.
Think American Idol, but many times bigger, and that's what describes Oriental Angel. The contestants are almost always fair-skinned, but Liu Jing, one of five women chosen this summer to represent Shanghai, is brown. Shortly after Liu's first appearance, email began pouring in. Viewers wrote comments such as,
"Ugh, yellow people and black people mixed together is very gross."
Is it possible that she's Obama's daughter?
Can't believe she's so shameless that she would go on TV.
A tearful Liu later told reporters she knew some would comment on her skin color. After all, the show's producers dubbed her Chocolate Girl. But she said she never expected to be a target of hate. Even keen observers of Chinese society, like sociologist Gua Li Deng of Shanghai University, were surprised by the mass reaction.
Chinese people are not used to seeing a Chinese mother have a black daughter or black son. It's beyond our experience. But the response from the internet is quite beyond my imagination.
But University of Houston historian Gerald Horn says that kind of anti-dark skin attitude should come as no surprise. It's the logical conclusion, he says, of a traditional veneration of light skin across Asia.
One way is to look at it as a reflection of labor, that those who had skin burnt by the sun were working in the fields, and so therefore the whitening of the skin was a reflection of labor status.
But Horn says skin color attitudes are also partly rooted in the outcome of the Second World War.
An aspiration of many in Asia towards whiteness is a reflection of the idea that the North Atlantic powers were the, quote, winners, unquote, and therefore they need to be imitated.
And the implied losers? Anyone with dark skin, says Horn, a perception that influences attitudes, public policy, and stereotypes. This is Beijing's Salaturn Entertainment District. Just before the 2008 Summer Olympics, bar owners here were told by authorities to refuse service to black foreigners and Mongolians. Several months before that, police rounded up and allegedly beat a group of African immigrants. Some African students lingering outside a popular cafe still remember the incident. One from Ghana doesn't want to give his name. He says he's either harassed or ignored by Chinese.
They are too racist. They see us different. They see us different from others. It is bad. We are all human, right?
African students began arriving in China in the 1960s. Since then, China has forged close diplomatic and commercial ties with Africa. But person-to-person relationships are still often strained, even hostile, says Beijing-based writer Li Jizhong, because for many Chinese, blacks represent the antithesis of what many consider good.
There's also a term describing the skin as a he blue chu, kind of a murky dark, you know. Or this extreme case is somebody really dark, they call that black ghost.
But sociologist Gua Li Deng says it's more an issue of ignorance than racism. He thinks Chinese need to travel more, and not on package tours where they tend to stay with other Han Chinese, but individually, where they might actually experience cultural and ethnic differences. Deng also thinks that President Obama's visit will have a positive impact on Chinese perceptions of darker-skinned people.
The fact of President Obama helps Chinese people to open their mind, to accept different races. And if we think black as a lower class, how should Chinese rank ourselves? Is the white on the top, the yellow in the middle, and the black in the lower? I don't think so. People should be equal.
And Deng says that if Chinese and other Asians tend to emulate the winners in society, what better model of individual success than the brown-skinned leader of what is still arguably the most powerful country on earth? But other China watchers caution that President Obama does not have the same star status in China as he does elsewhere, and his appeal may not be enough to puncture deeply ingrained prejudices. For The World, I'm Philip Martin.
For more on this story, come to theworld.org. This is PRI.